USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Christmas Day 2019 arrives. Pope Francis was leading Christmas Eve Mass hours ago from St. Peter's Basilica, weaving his sermon around the spiritual and personal significance of the night that Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
This is the gift we find at Christmas. We discover to our amazement that the Lord is absolute gratuity, absolute tender love. His glory does not overwhelm us. His presence does not terrify us. He is born in utter poverty in order to win our hearts by the wealth of his love.
The Pope also telling the faithful, quote, "You may have mistaken ideas, you may have made a complete mess of things, but the Lord continues to love you." Today is also the third day of Hanukkah. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Many world leaders are waiting rather uneasily, it's believed, this morning to see what sort of, quote, Christmas gift North Korean leader Kim Jong-un plans to give the United States. Kim warning that he will have what he's called a Christmas gift for America unless the Trump administration was to have lifted economic sanctions by the end of the year. President Trump himself did not seem terribly concerned when questioned about it by reporters yesterday.
Maybe it's a nice present. Maybe it's a present where he sends me a beautiful vase as opposed to a missile test.
If Kim does, as many suspect, he will launch a long-range missile test. It will be the first time he's done so in over 2 years. An apparent murder-suicide reported in Florida on Christmas Eve. Lakeland police say 3 adults died in the tragedy. 4 children were rescued, all under the age of 10. They're now said to be unharmed and safe. Police not discussing a motive yet, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Half of American workers ending 2019 without getting a raise at work this year. A Bankrate survey says cost of living raises used to be common, but now even they are rare. Nearly a third of those getting raises did so by finding a higher paying job. One analyst said companies are no longer giving everyone the same percentage salary increase even when they do give raises, but now they're rewarding their top performers only. A viral Facebook post that claims Kroger's supermarkets are giving away free groceries for a year is fake. The grocery chain is warning customers about that phony Facebook page that started the whole thing. It's been shared tens of thousands of times. The Facebook post claiming that Kroger.com is celebrating Christmas by giving away groceries for a year to 4 lucky families. Kroger says on Twitter it's a fake Facebook page and they recommend customers not even click on the link in the page. And California police say 2 porch pirates were arrested after flipping their car while trying to escape from police in Chico. The 2 suspects allegedly had over 100 pieces of stolen mail and packages in their car at the time. The man and the woman now charged with identity theft, mail theft, and violation of probation. Neither one heard in the rollover. Deputies found packages from 37 different addresses in their car, as well as a little methamphetamine. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.